Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Today we're talking about something that we read online by the writer Emer McLysett. She's doing a new series for the Journal where she tries to stop us all chasing trends and just throwing money at things when we don't need to. And one of the things she's writing about, I think, is a very interesting one. I'll read you even just the headline. Getting married is a decision, not an achievement. Why we should stop giving newlyweds money? And she says, call me Scrooge, but I've never been fully on board with the practice of shoving several 50s into a card just because two people invited me to a party. Getting married is a decision, not an achievement. If I threw a birthday party and expected people to give me money to cover the cost of them being there, it would still be spoken about at my funeral. I get that it's a tradition to give the couple something to help set them up for their new life together. But you know what also used to be common? Women having to give up their jobs once they were married. So like to hear from you. Should it be optional? Should we feel we have to fund the decision of two people to get married? Do get in touch with us. You can text us 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or WhatsApp us for free 087 1400 106. And we love a good voice note too. Sinead Ryan is a consumer expert and also presenter of News Talk's Home Show and joins me on the line now. Hello, Sinead. How are you?
Morning, Claire. Afternoon, I mean.
Good afternoon. Are you still in your pyjamas, Sinead? Tell us the truth.
I am not. I wish I was. I'm afraid not.
Am I right that a little bird told me you've been to two weddings recently?
I have recently been to two weddings and I've another two this summer. So clearly more popular than I thought. But I mean, look, it's wedding season and it's very lovely to get an invitation to somebody's nuptials and to help celebrate with them. And it's generally a lovely thing. But I hear what Emer is saying in this piece. I think she's slightly missing the point. That said, I agree with her. So it's a kind of a curious one because it is absolutely true that most couples nowadays, I mean, I haven't been to a wedding in the last, 10 years where money wasn't the appreciated gift of those attending. And the amounts vary and people kind of say, what are you giving and how are you giving it? Whether it's a voucher or whether it's hard cash. I've even heard of a wedding, which I wasn't at, where somebody sent the Revolut link to their account with the invitation. So I think that can sometimes feel very transactional and very materialistic. But I'm old enough to remember my first wedding a long, long, long time ago when brides had wedding lists and you went into a shop like Arnott's or Switzer's, as it then was, and you said, look, I need lampshades, I need cushion covers, I need cutlery, and you made a list and then guests came in and bought that and ticked it off because it was to set you up in your home. But so many of them now, that's just not needed.
Yeah, and I used to like that. I went in and did a few lists myself. I mean, I was telling the team earlier, I remember going in and spending 60 quid on these extra large wooden salt and pepper grinders, you know, something that you would never buy for yourself, but you'd quite fancy. And I hope that couple still use them with joy at every moment. What do you think is the going rate now for a wedding cash-wise?
It's hard to know. I interviewed a number of wedding planners for a piece I wrote on this for the Irish Independent a few months ago. So it was before the summer. And the going rate seemed to be anywhere from 150 to about 300 euros. And I think it possibly depends on the relationship that you have with the bride or the groom. I mean, if you're immediate family, maybe it'd be on the higher side. If you're an acquaintance or you're plus one, maybe on the lower side. Essentially, it seemed to be whatever the experience of having you there was costing. So your meal, maybe the wine at the meal or whatever is included in the price. So it's hard to get away from that feeling that it's kind of transactional. You're paying for your dinner, as it were. But weddings nowadays, honestly, Claire, I don't think people mind that at all. I think when it becomes challenging is when you have a hen party in Barcelona for 3 days. You have a day two in the same venue, so you have to pay for two or three nights accommodation. You're kind of rocking up with a new dress each time. I think it can get very, very, very expensive in that case. And that's something that seems to only have emerged in the last maybe decade or so.
Yeah. And when you think about people used to get married, you know, have a bit of a fry up and then head back to work, it, you know, it does beggar belief that we're getting into these 5 days events. I mean, look, I say let's celebrate the good times as and when you can. But let's bring in wedding planner Lindsay Moyna. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi, Claire. How are you doing today?
I'm good. And you?
Great, thanks. Great.
What do you think?
I'm very interested in all of this.
I know, it's fascinating, isn't it? Because I do see both sides. I mean, we're not here to demonise Emer McLeisett. I think she's raising a very interesting point. And I'm also very conscious of at times of people who don't get married themselves or don't have kids themselves. I think that Sex and the City episode really struck me, where Carrie was like, why am I constantly forking out for all of these life choices that other people have made? I think it's well worth considering from time to time. But should we be paying for our own dinner at the very least?
While a wedding is a decision, like, it's still a celebration. And, you know, a wedding invitation, you know, it's not a summons and it's certainly not an invoice. You know, nobody should ever feel obligated to, like, attend a wedding or give a gift at a wedding if they genuinely can't afford it. But, you know, having said that, you know, optional doesn't mean, like, unexpected. And Irish people are known for being very generous. Like, we are very thoughtful. Most of us wouldn't, you know, turn up to a birthday or a christening or a housewarming, even a dinner party, empty-handed. I suppose, you know, both sides of things as well, you know, it would be fair to say for couples who have attended other weddings over the years, you know, maybe generously given gifts themselves, you know, there's probably a natural expectation that when their own turn, their own wedding day comes around, that the goodwill would be returned. But, you know, for both the couple and the guests attending nowadays, you know, weddings are just becoming more and more expensive. And I just think, you know, for couples, you know, they shouldn't be planning we shouldn't be budgeting a wedding, you know, around, you know, hopefully what they'll get as gifts. But equally, you know, I think for guests attending, it is okay and acceptable to say, you know, that you just can't attend, or, you know, turn down the hen party, or, you know, if you're feeling under that sort of financial pressure, you know, nobody wants that. And I do think, you know, a couple, if you're invited to their wedding, they really want you to be there. And I don't think, you know, they themselves will judge you at all for what, if there's anything in the card or not. I actually think that comes from, you know, other guests attending. You know, you get into a friend's group and the questions start going, oh, what are you giving? Or, you know, as a couple, what are you giving? I think the pressure actually comes from there more so, like, than the couples, you know, themselves. They would certainly rather you to be there. So it's an interesting one. It's I don't know if we'll get to a point as Irish people where we'll turn up to a wedding or any other event, you know, with not even a card or some sort of small gesture.
Yeah, fair enough, Lindsay. What do you make of what Lindsay had to say? You know, there's a line she said there that really stood out at me, that couples should not plan their wedding based on the money they think they'll get from their guests. And don't we live in an age of notions where we constantly spend beyond our means with a variety of things, from holidays to cars to even our mortgage is something we spend without fully being able to afford it. But when you hear about people getting into debt for things, would we not be better off just having a small family dinner rather than the marquee and the DJ and the quartet and all of that, if we can't afford to pay for it in cash before we ever receive a gift? What do you think? Now, that said, I love a wedding and I went for all of that at mine, but I'd like to hear what you have to say. You can get in contact with us. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp. Lorna, what would be your go-to wedding gift?
Oh, gosh. Claire, I've been, like, at the same as Sinead, like, I'd be of a vintage where I would have gone to weddings where it was gifts. But, yeah, a good friend, I'd give them a gift that I know they'd like. But in recent years, it's been money. But what Sinead said there about revoluting, I have to say, if you have the cash in the envelope, don't leave your husband in charge of it. Because it might not get to the best man.
That's such a tough gig, isn't it? Because, like, the best man has the speech. They have a lot of pressure on them. And everyone just keeps giving them envelopes of cash. Yeah. And they're there in their suit in a hotel somewhere. Like, it's a lot. Now they've started to have those little post boxes, but it is a lot.
Right.
It is a lot. So,
I'm
what
sure
do you think?
The envelope isn't spent on point.
Well, that could happen with at least 50, maybe here and there. Who knows? But what about the QR code? Do you think that takes the sting out of that, or is that a bit transactional?
It's a bit transactional, really. You know, I would have enjoyed picking gifts for my friends. And what you were saying about the gift list there, that used to be back in the day, like my mum had her Kenwood chef for 40 years. A friend of mine gave me a Brown Thomas voucher and I went in and bought myself a Nutribullet. It's still going strong 10 years later. So, you know, nice things like that.
Yeah.
I like to get a gift for myself. Actually, my little one's birthday is coming up and she said, Mum, I don't want money off anyone. I want presents. I want presents. Yeah. So it just goes to show it's nice getting gifts, you know, because you can see the people have thought of you.
Yeah. I have that debate all the time. When my kids were little for parties, I used to say stick a fiver in the card and at least we could
go
to Smith's and get one big thing. But then people say, let them open the tat. It doesn't happen for long. So yeah, this debate rages on and on. Thank you, Lauren. And I hope she has a great birthday when it rolls around. Martin says, if you don't want to pay for wedding guests, don't have a big wedding. John says, it's all cash at birthday parties now as well. It's not 2020. It's 2026, not 1926. You don't have to go to the wedding or the party. Philip in West Cork says, I find weddings boring. Church, hotel, salmon or beef, band, disco. I was almost invited to a wedding recently, but managed to tell the person getting married not to waste the money on an invite for me, as I don't like weddings and wouldn't come anyway. Well, bah humbug to you, Philip. I mean, I get that they are a bit of a conveyor belt of the same thing, but I love nothing more than a wedding. I love the speeches. I love the father of the bride. I love the whole rigmarole. And I, do you know what else I have a bugbear with? People who don't bother going to the ceremony, who say, Asha, we'll leave that bit. We'll just go for the crack part. If you didn't see the couple say I do in whatever way, you know, be it church or under a tree or whatever they did, then I don't think you deserve to celebrate with them. You can also let me know your thoughts on that one. Let's bring in Bernie to the conversation. Bernie, how are you?
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What do you think of giving cash?
I find for me personally, it's an easy option. I'm from a vintage where, you know, you were given a gift by your granny, maybe a blanket for your bed or, you know, a table lamp or a set of Delf. And they were the best thing you ever got in your life because you didn't have, there was nothing else. But I do feel that the gift of the money, it doesn't have to be a lot in an envelope. Just to say that thank you for allowing me to share the journey with you.
Yeah.
And again, it depends on, you know, is it a relation? If it's a niece or a nephew or, you know, your son or daughter, that's a different one. But you know what I mean? I just think it's nice to be part of sharing somebody's journey in life. Now, I wonder what happens in the divorces. Do you get the money back or do you have to pay it forward for the next one?
No, because they're forking out for solicitors' fees and, you know, trying to share up assets and possibly buy another house or find somewhere to rent. So I wouldn't be asking for your 50 quid back or 100 quid back, to be honest with you, Bernie. But when you look back to that era that you were talking about, where you didn't spend what you didn't have, do you think we should have a little bit of this now? Because if you want to just have, and I'm just talking close friends and family, aunties, uncles, without going into the whole extended family, you know, you're talking 100 people in a function room to feed them and have a bit of entertainment. You're into tens of thousands. So who has that knocking around?
Not well. I don't know of any couples today. They're all trying to frantically get on the property ladder, trying to keep their jobs, trying to keep a car on the road. And I mean, I myself personally went to Rome because I came from a large family and my husband was from a small one. There was no way on earth you could pay for a whole load of trip, or, you know, pay for wedding and, you know, expect your parents to pay for it. The money wasn't there. So we just did the option of the two of us went off to Rome, got married and it was perfect. And we came back, we had a bit of a party and that was it. Move on.
Yeah, I like that, Bernie. I really like that. Eloping to Rome. It sounds very romantic. Thank you so much for coming on. Sinead Ryan, consumer expert and presenter of News Talk's Home Show. I might give the last word to you on this one. Oh, unfortunately, she's gone. Okay, I'm going to read some more texts. In Japan, you pay the hotel for your dinner at a wedding. You don't give the couple money. We got married in 1990 when gifts of household items rather than cash prevailed. We've since moved house 4 times since and still have a few leftover toasters and sandwich makers still in the attic. It's money all the way now. That's from John and Limerick. Yeah, I mean, I think you're right because there's no point in getting somebody, you know, 14 toasters and sandwich makers and whatever else, especially when people are living together. That's what we've said. People already have their homes together, have all their bits and pieces, and it's not about setting them up necessarily. It's about helping them pay for the day. So what side are you on? Should we consider giving cash to a couple getting married optional because they've made the decision to get married? It's not up to us to fund it.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.